Welcome to Nashville and Beyond.
I'm Brian Copeland.
And I'm Zach Copeland.
And we're a father-son duo helping people buy, sell, and thrive in Middle Tennessee.
But this isn't just about business. It's also about our family and our community.
It's a front row seat to how we live, work, and serve right here in Music City.
So buckle up as we explore Nashville and Beyond. Quick, pop, quick. What's the most college thing you remember eating?
Well, I mean, cereal. I was a cereal addict. And, you know, it carried into my young adult life because it's cheap. Well, it was cheap back then.
Right.
Honey Nut Cheerios, Cocoa Pebbles, skim milk. And we had a cereal bar in my college.
Okay.
That we would have. Yeah.
Okay. So that was where I found my love for Pringles and cheese dip. Barbecue Pringles and cheese dip together. It was a combination that got me through many nights in college. So
this is so funny, but I never had cheesecake until I went to college.
Huh.
And we would have banquets and stuff, and they'd have this catering, and they would be sitting there, and I thought literally it was a slice of cheese. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat this. And then someone said, it's a dessert. And I remember biting into cheesecake for the first time in Stokely cafeteria at Carson Newman College and going, this is heaven on earth.
Yeah, we do love a good cheesecake. Well, everybody's got their college stories. And today we're talking about ours. We're talking about where we went to school. And also we're going to talk about Nashville, because Nashville is really a college town. And people don't know that. You know, there's a lot of colleges here.
So let's start with you.
Yeah.
What did college look like for you?
So I went to school at the University of Arkansas in Monticello, part of the U of A systems. Lots of satellite schools there for the U of A systems. Most people know Fayetteville, Arkansas, being the home of the Razorbacks, Woo Pig Suey.
So weird.
My college mascot was the boll weevils, because there's a lot of cotton fields and rice fields down there in the South in the Delta region. And
What is a boll weevil?
A boll weevil is a weevil. It's a bug.
A weevil? Is that an independent word? A weevil?
Weevil.
There's a boll weevil and like a...
So W-E-E-V-I-L is a weevil. And that's a type of bug. There's actually... The way that you recognize a weevil from any other bug is weevils have boots and snoots.
What?
And boots and snoots. So they look like they're wearing boots on their feet.
Okay.
And then they have a long nose that comes off. So boots and snoots is what makes it a weevil and not any other kind of bug. A boll weevil is a type of weevil that infects rice and cotton crops.
Are you saying boll as in
B-O-L-L?
Boll, okay.
B-O-L-L, boll weevil.
And is there another kind of weevil, like a sued weevil? I mean, what?
There are thousands of species of weevils.
I'm going to have to Google around about
weevils. Yeah, there are thousands and thousands of species of weevils, just like there's thousands of species of bees. Ants, but all kinds of bugs.
Never knew that.
Yeah, so boll weevil was my mascot. But anyways, I went to college to study piano performance.
So usable.
The most useless degree that I've ever thought about getting in my life. I mean, the thing is that if you're going to go get a degree in piano performance, you can't just stop there. You have to keep going and get a master's in piano and then your doctorate in piano so that you can teach piano. Because all of the opportunities that would be afforded to someone who's a great musician will come to them whether or not they have a degree in performance. Had I gone all the way through college and completed the piano performance degree, it would not have gotten me any other gigs than had I not gone through college and completed the piano performance degree. So the town was in Monticello, Arkansas, which is about 1,000 people.
Wow.
It's not big at all. I mean, you know, we'd have a Walmart and a couple of traffic lights and a lot of Mexican restaurants, because you know, us Southerners love our Mexican restaurants.
Yep.
And Chinese restaurants too, a good Chinese buffet. It felt huge to me because the town that I had come from was so small. So I got to college and lived on campus for the first year in the dorms. I lived in one of the dorms called Bankston and had my own private room as a freshman. Oh, and that was unheard of.
That is unheard of.
But it was because I had all of these elite academic scholarships and elite music scholarships. My college was completely paid for. Until it wasn't. And that's a story for a different day. I remember my first time seeing a college marching band, being in the college football stadium to play in the pep band, being on the field marching, all of the responsibilities that you had on you. You've got to get yourself up. You've got to go to class. You've got to do your homework and all your projects and all these kind of things. And it was kind of overwhelming, if I'm being honest. Mm. Yeah.
Well, my college touching here in Tennessee is quite diverse. So I go from, I went to a private Baptist institution called, back then it was Carson Newman College, Carson Newman University now, which is in Jefferson City, Tennessee. So that's where my undergraduate's from. And probably my one story I would share about that is I stayed in a dorm that didn't have dividers and doors on the men's toilets. Huh. And so they had this weird thing happen with admissions where all of the guys who were visiting the school were staying in the dorm I stayed in. There was kind of this switchover for all the guys who were hosting this. And they found that the retention, the guys weren't coming to school. They would not matriculate to enroll into Carson Newman. And so the admissions director was like, what's going on? I was like, we don't have stalls. She's like, what? She'd never been in the men's dorms before and saw that when you're sitting there, we're playing Go Fish on the commodes. You know, I would go to the math building to use the bathroom because yeah. I just couldn't do that. Well, we had doors and stalls within probably 20 days after I told that story.
Yeah.
But no, this dorm had gone for years without commode door. So that was my undergraduate experience. Many more experiences was undergraduate, but that's sure. part of my stick out experience. From there, I did go to some community colleges in summertime to get some extra credit. So I've been to Pillsippi State. I've been to Volunteer State. Lots of local community college. I'm a huge community college advocate. And Middle Tennessee and the Nashville area has got some of the best community colleges around here.
Yeah.
And then my after that, I was a 20-year-old graduate student at the University of Tennessee. That's my shirt I'm wearing today. And so I got that undergraduate young experience because I was such a young student there. Lived in campus housing there. My graduate assistantship was in the undergraduate admissions office. And so I finished my master's there in communications management with an emphasis in broadcast. And then I got offered a job in the admissions department there as the assistant director of admissions assigned to where? Nashville and Middle Tennessee.
Nice.
And so I was the rep for all these high schools, everywhere from Portland High School in North Middle Tennessee all the way down to Shelbyville and Lawrence County in Middle Tennessee. So I know all the high schools in this area and their academics and a lot of those guidance counselors who have now retired from my time there.
Yeah.
So college there, finished my master's, started my PhD, but ended up getting called to Nashville to actually work. And I left that job, which I loved so much there at the University of Tennessee. And then I couldn't leave the school surroundings, so I became an adjunct professor at Tennessee State University here in Nashville.
Wow.
So my college history is robust. It's very diverse. You know, that communications degree that I owned really has fueled my career in real estate. I never really dreamed that I would use a degree the way I do, but you know, you see the branding I do, you see the advertising pieces I do, the broadcast pieces I do, these kind of things, it all played into my degree.
So I don't think I've ever asked you this before, but you know, knowing the kind of childhood that you had and the experiences that you had growing up, what made you decide business is the route I want to go in?
Well, I can't say I was going to go in business at that point. You know, I always wanted to be, I said I was going to be an attorney, but my mom said I had to lie to do that.
Yeah.
And that I could, you know, that I'd have a problem with God if I did that. So I never really saw myself.
All lawyers are sinners.
Yeah. And business to me was entrepreneurship, which scared me because mom and dad really instilled in me, you've got to have a weekly paycheck. Mm-hmm. And you and I wake up every day unemployed. Every single day. We do not know where our paycheck's coming from. So, and that's the joy of a long career where you actually can start getting paychecks. So, you know, back then I didn't think I would be in business just because of the preconceived notions I had. I can't say I would take a different route to get where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because the degrees I have do help me every day in my business and everything I've done. I think communications is a wonderful degree to have.
Yeah. What about the broadcast part of your degree? Because I mean, surely you didn't. I mean, did you think that you were going to be a like a pundit on a news network or tell me about that?
Well, back then we didn't have. Look at Siri answering that question for us on my watch. We didn't have pundits back then. I was going to be a health reporter.
Okay,
I was going to focus on you know, news for health pieces. My internship was at Baptist Hospital in Knoxville, and I was working in their communications division there. I love publications. I just got put in broadcast because first, the scholarships were good there, the mm-hmm. assistantships I was able to get. I was doing a few classes I was teaching there. But I got a real diverse background with that. So it was more about having the basis of mass media, because I knew I wanted to be in some kind of media form. And little did I know that social media would grow one day and I'd be in real estate and media would be the central of what I did. And that would fuel all that.
Nice.
That degree.
So. Nice. Well, that's where we come from. A piano performance degree, communications, mm-hmm. broadcasting degrees. Those have kind of shaped who we are today. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the colleges that are here in Nashville and how that is shaping our city. All right, so let's bring it back home. Nashville is not just Music City. It is also truly a college town.
There are so many schools here that people don't even know about.
Yeah.
They're always thinking about the ones we're really going to talk about in depth today, because there's some major national reputations beyond.
Yeah.
It's amazing for us to go outside of our marketplace and people say, oh, my kid's going to Vanderbilt, or my kid's going to Belmont, or all these places. So, you know, those national reputations really take place. So, you know, the first one you can't miss is Vanderbilt.
Yeah, when people think Nashville College, they think Vanderbilt.
I agree with that. And you know, it's kind of known as the Ivy League of the South.
It is.
And the campus, you know, is right across the street from our office. Mm-hmm. So we get the joy of looking out the window and seeing Vanderbilt's campus there all the time. And I have to say, it has architecturally one of the most beautiful campuses I've ever seen. We talked about that in a previous episode. And, you know, academically, I recently, just a few weeks ago, one of my very best friend who I went to high school with, Amy. Hey, Amy Dukes. Dr. Amy Dukes. She has her doctorate from colleges here in Nashville. We've known each other since we were 11 years old.
Aww.
And she asked me to come speak to one of her business classes. She's actually teaching there now. And so I got to speak to some of those students there. I did their Shark Tank for them.
Okay.
It was, gosh, I guess back in June. And they would pitch their ideas to me. They were doing something about building a portal for people beyond the Chamber of Commerce to get people to come to Nashville to live. And so I got to listen to their projects there. So the kind of programs they do there are so innovative.
Yeah.
The facilities when you're actually inside, they're so well designed. They've got student lounges throughout. One of my favorite parts, and I think you'll agree because it reminds you of Harry Potter, is that Skerrit Bennett campus.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's actually where we have, at least as far as I know, most of the time, Pride Spirituality Night happens there at the Skerrit Bennett place. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful old church with these stained glass windows.
Cathedral,
a giant pipe organ inside there that I have not yet got to play, but I'm going to play it one day for sure. Nashville's Vanderbilt College has got obviously some great programs. There's like the medical programs that they have with these incredible research facilities where they're doing research that's changing the world and changing medicine and health around the world. You've got like the Blair School of Music, which is amazing.
The business school's doing the traffic study between Murfreesboro and Nashville now, because I was looking at the gym this morning at the commute time between Murfreesboro and Nashville, an hour and 29 minutes.
Insanity.
And they're working on those studies at Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
right now.
And you know, they've got great sports teams as well. Vanderbilt baseball is one of the greatest baseball college teams in the country.
Yeah, and the football team is having a great season. We're in the middle of football season right now, and Vanderbilt has started the season extremely strong in their football program.
Yeah, and you had mentioned earlier, you said Vanderbilt's kind of the Ivy League of the South. And it really is, especially when you consider that it's kind of harder to get into Vanderbilt than it is to get into some of the Ivy League schools that people know, like Yale and Princeton. And I don't know the other ones because I'm not an Ivy League person. Yeah. But
yeah. And it's so, it's not cheap to go to Vanderbilt.
Oh, no, it's not.
The quality of education, they're consistently ranked in the top 20 in most of publications anywhere.
Yeah.
The student body, it's less than 15,000. So while it feels like a big campus, they've got, how many acres is that over there? It's like
340 acres.
Right in like the most expensive part of town.
And it's an arboretum too, which I didn't know until recently.
You call it an arboretum?
Yeah.
I call it arboretum.
Arboretum is what I call it. We can call
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A tree
potato,
place.
Potato. Yeah.
It's a tree place.
It's a tree place.
Yeah.
Got lots of trees. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things that we sell a lot of Vanderbilt doctors, a lot of Vanderbilt professors, their homes. And one thing they don't realize is that's some of the most expensive real estate in Tennessee.
It is.
It's 37212 zip code, 37203 zip code, and it borders the 37205 zip code. And those average sale prices start just above $1 million in those zones.
Insane.
So, you know, you can get a condo somewhere like at the Villager over on Stokes Lane, those kind of things for the 200s and 300,000 area, but you're looking at 600 to 1,000 square feet. But if you're looking at getting a home there in the college area, which is called Hillsborough Village, you know, you're looking at, you know, $2-3 million.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
And so every time we have a buyer that comes in and says, hey, we want to be near Vanderbilt, the joy is now we can actually, we have that stock where we can get you a condo for, in some cases, less than $300,000 within, you know, walking distance in some case. I'm about to list one that's walking distance from there. That's going to be at a great price. So, you know, the real estate around there is really intriguing. And as you leave Vanderbilt, it's along Music Row. And so, you know, that Scarrett Bennett campus we were talking about is right there, where all the music happens. And at the end of Music Row is Belmont University.
Yeah, Belmont, which is world-renowned music school. I mean, I remember even when I was in middle school, the pastor of our church had a son who was going off to Belmont. And he was a guitar player. And I don't know what he's doing now. It's not music. But it was this, like, God-level kind of music institute where you could go to up there with the ranks of Juilliard and University of Miami School of Music and, you know, some of the Berklees that we have over on the West Coast. So Belmont really is, in this region, the best music school hands down that you can go to.
And I think people know the term Belmont, but they don't necessarily know that it's in Nashville. You know, the Mike Curb School of Music has just put out so many amazing people, performers, many of the things that you listen to on the radio that you're buying and you're downloading and streaming, they're played by these people who came out of Belmont.
Yeah.
One of my very favorite things every year at Christmas, you'll be here in a few weeks actually, is Christmas at Belmont. Mm-hmm. They do the TV recording, I think, every other year. It used to be they didn't have a facility large enough to hold it, so it was really hard. It's still hard to get tickets to, but it airs on PBS every holiday season. I don't know if this year will be one of the live recordings. It's the recording that's made that year or the previous year, but it's every other year. But now they have the big, humongous Fisher Center that they're recording it in.
And we've seen a lot of productions there as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, Christmas at Belmont, they bring out every single group they have. They have a bluegrass group. They have a Broadway group. Mm-hmm. They have an opera group. They have
chamber ensembles,
huge choirs.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They have full symphonies. And just, we're so honestly blessed in Nashville to have this institution here just for the arts alone.
Yeah.
I'm part of their newsletter, part of their Instagram. And if you're not following it, make sure we'll put in the show notes for you to follow their Instagram pieces where you find about their shows. And we've already talked about in the theater area, so we're not going to go deeply into it, but we've seen so many shows over there and we'll continue to see shows there.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things about Belmont is the variety of music degrees that you can get while you're there.
So niche.
You know, most people think music degree, oh, I'll go get a performance degree on an instrument or a vocal performance degree. No, Belmont, you can get a degree in songwriting. You can get a degree in motion picture movies. You can
publishing,
get publishing,
music business,
audio engineering. I mean, the possibilities are really endless at Belmont when it comes to music.
Well, it's there with it being on Music Row. A lot of the students are taking their internships right there.
It's a pipeline,
and they're just moving straight into their, you know, management. We have in our building, we have an artist management company right behind our office that we have to pass by to go to our bathroom, and it's about, actually in an alcove, so you don't see the stars that come in there.
Yeah,
you know, and that's one of the joys of Belmont when they do have big events. You know, it's starstruck. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. You know, it's only got 8,800 students there, so it's not as large of a college. It was actually affiliated with my undergraduate institution. I went to Carson Newman at one point.
I didn't know that.
They were sister schools.
Nice.
And then, of course, once Belmont left the Southern Baptist Convention, they became more of an independent institution there. And the architecture there, the Belmont Mansion.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Our friend Angie, who listens to the podcast, also her husband, runs the Belmont Mansion over there. I do a lot of senior photos over there at the Belmont area. The food over there is really good. They have lots of restaurants on that campus. But if you're coming to Nashville and you're just looking for a great place just to go be and see beauty, Belmont's beautiful right there at the end of Music
hands
Row.
Hands down. One of the things that I recently learned about Belmont, because I, you know, for a while just thought Belmont's a music school and that's it. But they've also got other programs there as well. They've got some healthcare programs. They've got law programs. They've got great business programs there. So it's really kind of a one-stop shop. It's a little bit more affordable than Vanderbilt, I think. But, you know, Belmont, for a while, it was like a private Christian institution.
Baptist, yeah.
And I don't know, do they still have their religious affiliation?
They do, but, you know, it's not funded by the Southern Baptist Convention anymore.
Gotcha. Well, next we want to talk about something that I think a lot of people don't realize, which is that Nashville is home to HBCUs.
Or historic black colleges and universities.
Black colleges and universities. We've got multiples of those here in Nashville. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I used to teach at one.
Okay.
So Tennessee State University is where I taught. But you can't talk about HBCUs without starting with Fisk University.
Yeah.
Fisk University is located just outside of downtown. If you're there in that downtown loop, you're going to see the Fisk steeple there, mm-hmm. which is, again, one of the most beautiful architectural pieces, just off of Jefferson Street. Maya, who's works at it goes to church with us and works with us, she's at Fisk.
Yeah.
And picking her up at her dorm, she goes to TVAC with us every now and then.
Yeah.
And this musical history is just amazing.
Yeah, so it is one of Nashville's oldest schools, and it really is kind of what put Nashville on the map as Music City, USA. That's where the name came from. The Fisk Jubilee Singers, which was this choir that Fisk had on campus that went all around the world and performed way, way, way before Nashville was known for country music. It was known for the Fisk Jubilee Singers. They went and performed for the heads of states across the country, queens and kings. And they really kind of introduced the concept of African-American spirituals to the rest of the world. You know, those spirituals had existed, obviously, for a long time here in the South, but they only existed kind of in that area. And they went out and performed and spread that knowledge that, hey, there are these beautiful songs that these people are singing from the places that they're from. And, you know, they've performed for the president, Ulysses S. Grant.
Queen Victoria is the one who coined the term Music City.
Yeah, she is.
You know, because she, you know, there's like when she heard them singing, you know, they were doing high music. This was in the 1873, you know, when they sang with Queen Victoria, for Queen Victoria. And, you know, she said, you must be from a music city.
Uh-huh.
And that's where that term came from. And now it's kind of been turned into, well, the Grand Ole Opry's there, all these pieces. But No, it goes back to Fisk and that history. And when you hear them now, it's very high music.
It is
very well choral literature.
Yeah.
Very diverse spectrum of music.
Yeah. One of the songs that we do at church sometimes, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but it is... this is my story, this is my song. Uh-huh. We do the C.C. Winans version of that.
Okay.
But the choir that's singing in the background is the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
It's called Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance, that's the name of it, yeah. Yeah. I'm a bad Southern gospel boy.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about TSU. You mentioned that you had been an adjunct professor at TSU, correct?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I couldn't get out of the college scene. So when I moved here to Nashville, I was like, I want to teach. So put an application over there, and I taught roughly 12 to 16 hours a semester. In the communications department. I was in the communications building there on the Tennessee State campus, but also downtown at the Avon Williams campus. So I taught the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 8 a.m. speech class.
Okay.
I taught a media class on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then I had the Saturday morning 8 a.m. class. I did that for several years. Didn't know back then that I could get tenure. While I was an adjunct professor, I was teaching so much that I probably could have gotten tenure over there. But I was working in the music industry at that point.
Yeah.
And just, I was missing the college scene. And, you know, Tennessee State is located, in that Sylvan Park Nations area of Nashville. It sandwiches in between Fisk-Meharry and the Nations there. the campus again is stunning. I talked about on our when we were talking about fitness and biking around that campus.
Yeah.
The campus is just stunning. The football stadium, it's along the hug of the river there. Architecturally, their student center is just absolutely beautiful. And they've got great performances there also.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful, it's hard to find the dramatic arts shows they have, but when they do have them, they're excellent. Also, they have amazing step shows. Mm-hmm. And if you are a fan and you know the history of HBCU step shows, there's nothing better than seeing a TSU step show. Have you ever got to see a step show or anything?
Oh, like yeah. That? So I was in a frat in college. I was in a Kappa Kappa Psi, which is a band fraternity. But we were very closely affiliated with the Divine Nine, which are the nine original HBCU black fraternities. So we had lots of step shows at college, and I'm familiar with that. And I've even participated in a stroll or two myself in college, learning how to throw the K's. Shout out to all the people in Arkansas that taught me how to do that. There's a white boy dancing up there.
He totally. And you know, the TSU band, cannot ignore.
Yeah. The aristocrat of bands.
And they were up for a Grammy, and believe it or not, you know, I was talking about on our Halloween episode, I talked about Savannah Treehouse Chapel. Well, on our farm, we also have a huge field, and they actually recorded one of the videos for that album on our property.
So cool.
So we had the entire TSU band out there in their full regalia on our farm in Madison, marching with an artist named W.A. or I forget his name, but he was the artist that they were working with on that, and seeing them out there in the field. And then we go to TSU homecoming parade every year.
Yeah.
My first year going, I was thinking, okay, it'll be 20 minutes and we'll be done. No, it's
a
hour
procession.
After hour after hour of amazing music,
yeah,
amazing performances, amazing stage spectacle. If you are in Nashville and you have not gone to TSU homecoming parade, you are depriving your family of an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I usually park on the Fisk campus, walk over on Jefferson. You can get a great seat. I take my cameras. You can look at my Facebook photos and see everything we've done there with that. And then, of course, you can't talk about TSU without talking about one of its biggest broadcasting legends.
Oprah. Love us some Oprah. She went to TSU. She studied communications there before she became the media mogul that she is today. So shout out Oprah if you're listening. Sponsor us. We'd love that. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. So yeah, TSU, can't say enough about the quality at TSU. We're talking about Dr. Amy Dukes. She got her doctorate from TSU. Micah is looking at Tennessee State University.
Yeah.
That's on his list because of its closeness to home, especially.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So they just got great programming there. And then just down the street from TSU now, so close to Fisk, and I just mentioned it was Meharry Medical Center. And, you know, that is there right beside Fisk University. And it's, it's in the HBCU family also.
Yeah, it's an HBCU. They partner a lot with Fisk and with TSU to create a pipeline for African-American doctors and dentists and healthcare providers, because obviously in the medical industry, that is an underserved community in the medical industry. And so their focus really is on training the next generation of African-American leaders in medical sciences. Which is a beautiful thing. They were founded in 1876, so they're one of the nation's oldest HBCUs. They've got about 900 students, so it's a relatively small campus. But one of the things that they offer that I don't think a lot of people know about is they have a dentistry program there, and they do low cost or free tooth exams and dental services for people in Nashville who are Nashville residents who need those kind of services. So you can go onto their website, to their School of Dentistry, and find an appointment time for their students who are learning to go in and help get you a new tooth or a new smile, or to work on getting cavities out or replacing fillings or crowns or any of those kind of things. So that's a really cool thing.
Well, and as we look at, you know, Black History Month in February, you know, you've got people like Dr. Levi Watkins, who, you know, the first implant of a defibrillator, that's a hard word to say, but you know, that happened right here. And then you had, you know, Dr. Matthew Walker Sr., who founded the Department of Surgery. So, Meharry's alumni aren't just doctors. They've literally changed medicine and the history of medicine for hospitals all across
the world. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've got Vanderbilt, we've got Belmont, we've got the HBCUs. There's a few other colleges, though, as well. Would you like to talk about some of those?
Yeah, let's do that right after break.
Cool. So we'll be right back.
So yeah, Nashville's got so many universities that we tend to talk about, you know, Tennessee State and Vanderbilt and Belmont, but there are so many more. Yeah. You know, Micah every Sunday goes to Tribeca University. Mm-hmm. That's where the Nashville Youth Jazz Ensemble meets. Tribeca is, of course, affiliated with the Nazarene faith. They have a center for worship arts there. Mm-hmm. And that's where Micah's band rehearses. The campus, again, absolutely stunning. It's in that Chestnut Hill area. I have a listing. I literally was a half a mile from it the other day. I went to photograph it during Micah's rehearsal. So I could have walked there, but I had all my cameras, so I didn't. So of course there's Tribeca, close to the Lane Motor Museum mm-hmm. over there. Mm-hmm. Cool area.
You can get degrees in worship at Tribeca. Which absolutely. Is really cool. That's a seminary as well.
And business
right?
and everything. Yeah. It's not just specifically that. Aquinas College, which is over off of Weston Avenue near St. Cecilia Montgomery Bell. Can't ignore Lipscomb University, affiliated with the Church of Christ. That's where the Dove Awards used to be there, the Christian Music Awards. They were held there. When I was growing up, I went to the Hugh O'Brien Leadership Academy that was there at Lipscomb. They also have a private high school and middle school and elementary school. So I can't miss Lipscomb. MTSU and Murfreesboro, still mm-hmm. part of who we are. We went down there to the DCI event.
Yeah. Last year we went to see DCI there. This year it was at the Nissan Stadium. I think there was something going on at the Murfreesboro campus, but that was an amazing, amazing show.
A lot of people think Murfreesboro is a college town, but it's, you know, they just think MTSU, but Murfreesboro is its own urban core.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like 45 minutes south of here.
Yeah.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah. Hour and a half this morning. But, you know, and then we've got tons of local community colleges.
Yeah.
You know, Volunteer State, Nashville Tech. You can take photography classes at Nashville Tech. You can get all kinds of medical certifications. There's art schools like Watkins and mm-hmm. NOSI. You know, mm-hmm. Arden, who is, the husband of your godmother, you know, he started, I believe he was at Watkins or NOSI 1. That's where he started before he went to SCAD and started working. So, and then, my niece went to the John A. Gupton Mortuary School here.
Yeah.
Many people from all around the area come here to get their mortuary sciences degrees. Yeah. There are Nashville Auto Diesel.
Yeah, lots of tech schools here too.
Yeah. Nashville School for the Law. There are so many schools here, and that if you're someone relocating here and you have kids who are in high school, then they're saying, gosh, I just don't know where I want to go. It's all here. Yeah. There's a whole menu of schools, whether it's trade school and they don't want to do the 4 to 8 year school thing, or they want to go all the way up to terminal degrees. It's all right here in Nashville.
Yeah. So it's time for Nashville Rathers, today's edition of Nashville Rathers. So what I want to do for you today is I've come up with something that I think is going to be a little difficult for you. Okay. Would you rather never sell or buy a home for a client that has had anything to do with Vanderbilt, whether that be student or professor, okay. or would you rather never listen to a piece of music, a song, anything that has been created by a student of Belmont?
Well, there's plenty of, while we do sell a lot, you're hitting me economically here. So it's going to show my values of, do I value money over aesthetic, music and the joys of arts. So we do sell a lot of Vanderbilt doctors and attorneys and teachers, their
students,
homes.
All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I look and say, there's a lot of business around here. Mm-hmm. If I'm accounting the business, could I make up that business somewhere else? I could. I love my Vanderbilt people though. I work with so many of them. So I'm not dismissing you as a consumer, but I don't have a choice here. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to keep my Belmont music.
Keep your Belmont music.
Because so much is impacted.
Yeah.
And I think about the things that would be ripped from my ears and from my eyes from the stage. And I just can't live with that. So Vanderbilt, I will continue to sell you property. I will continue to work with you, but I've been given a very difficult choice that I had to make. So, because again, Belmont, when you're looking at all the, when you look at liner notes on albums, you know, back in the day, or you're looking at your streaming platforms on the websites to see, Belmont's touched so many pieces of music here.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Swift used to live in the Adelicia, which is right there beside Belmont.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about all the pieces of star quality that has touched Belmont. And you think about the, you know, people who went to Belmont that perhaps didn't make it as big as they could have, but now they're singing in our airports. And I just can't leave that behind.
So now let me ask you another question, and this one will be a lot easier.
Okay.
And this is not a either or. This is a would, if you had the opportunity to go to Belmont or to go to Vanderbilt and teach at one of those organizations, what do you think you would teach and why?
Well, I'll answer it in a two-prong area. If I could go back to teach, I would go teach again at Tennessee State University.
Okay.
Because the campus is so easy to navigate. Everyone is so kind. Everyone's kind everywhere, but I just really had a good experience there. And I would want to teach, entrepreneurship.
Okay.
About how, again, back to this notion of how you can make your own paycheck every single day. That's one of my passions. I would love to teach photography.
Yeah.
Because
you're a
pieces.
Great photographer.
I love that stuff.
You're so good at it.
Thank you. I love sharing all that stuff with us. So, you know, today we've covered a lot. You know, we've talked about, you know, your journey at the University of Arkansas at Monticello. We've talked about Carson Newman. We've talked about the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And then, of course, we've talked a lot about Nashville as a whole with...
Yeah.
You know, TSU and Belmont, Fisk, Meharry.
Yeah, you know, for me, there are definitely things that I would go back and change if I could, but I would never trade the lessons that I've learned about music, the lessons that I've learned about life along the way to get here to this journey.
Yeah, and I can't say I changed anything about my journey either, you know, from private school to community college to big public school to community college, again, to teaching. It's exactly where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I've loved the education I've received in Tennessee in this area. So, you know, I'd like to hear from everyone again, our call to action with everybody. You know, what's your college story?
Yeah.
You know, what did you enjoy about your college days? Is there something that you heard today, perhaps that brought back a memory from your college? We want to hear about it.
Or is there a lesson perhaps that you learned from someone at college, maybe a teacher, professor, another student, that has kind of stuck with you to this day? We'd love to hear about those. Give us your feedback. Let us know what you think about the podcast. We crave your feedback. We love it. As always, like the podcast. Please subscribe. Share it with your friends. Give us 5 stars or 10 out of 10. I don't know what the rating system's like these days, but give us the most. We would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time here on Nashville and Beyond. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute legal, financial, or real estate advice. Listeners should always consult licensed professionals for guidance specific to their situation. Brian and Zach Copeland are licensed real estate agents with Compass 615-522-5100. Kevin Kinnerson, MLS number 171733 with Lendingham Mortgage, is the executive producer. Engineer Mike Reeves. Music Dusty Boots by Ecoleaks. Nashville and Beyond. Copyright 2025.